You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. Living with chronic pain presents profound challenges that affect both body and spirit, as illustrated through Tanya's compelling journey with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. For years, she navigated a landscape of constant pain, tension, and exhaustion, trying various medical interventions and conventional approaches that emphasized pushing through the discomfort. These traditional methods, heavily reliant on medication and resistance, failed to provide the meaningful relief she sought, often leaving her feeling disconnected and at odds with her own body. The discovery of the soft approach marked a pivotal turning point in Tanya's relationship with chronic pain. Unlike conventional methods that position pain as an enemy to be conquered, this innovative methodology introduced a fundamentally different perspective: pain as a signal to be understood with compassion. The approach began with a straightforward but powerful practice called body mapping, where Tanya used a simple outline of her body to document her physical experience. This mapping wasn't limited to identifying areas of pain and tension. Crucially, it also included noting regions that felt neutral or even comfortable, revealing that pain, while significant, didn't encompass her entire bodily experience. Central to the soft approach is the concept of micro practices, which proved particularly valuable for someone dealing with chronic fatigue. Instead of demanding lengthy sessions that might deplete already limited energy reserves, these practices involved brief, mindful moments scattered throughout the day. Tanya learned to pause momentarily, place her hand on areas that felt comfortable, and breathe gently, creating small but significant moments of connection and safety with her body. Even on challenging days when comfort seemed elusive, the practice encouraged celebrating the smallest instances of relief. The transformation in Tanya's experience wasn't characterized by the elimination of pain, but rather by a profound shift in her relationship with it. Through consistent practice, she developed the capacity to approach difficult moments with self-compassion while learning to appreciate and rest in periods of relative ease. This evolution represented a fundamental change from judging her body's limitations to honoring its capabilities and wisdom. The practice helped her develop greater resilience in navigating daily life, teaching her that respecting her boundaries was as important as pushing for progress. For those living with chronic pain, the soft approach offers a structured yet gentle path forward. The practice begins with creating or visualizing a body outline and carefully noting the full spectrum of physical sensations, from areas of discomfort to regions of neutrality or comfort. This comprehensive mapping helps individuals recognize that their experience isn't uniformly negative, and that even small pockets of ease can serve as valuable anchors throughout the day. The methodology emphasizes that all sensations are valid and worthy of attention, shifting focus from fighting against pain to understanding its messages. The approach challenges traditional pain management paradigms by suggesting that gentleness and respect for bodily wisdom might be more effective than aggressive intervention. Through consistent application of micro practices and mindful attention, individuals can develop a more sustainable relationship with chronic pain. This methodology demonstrates how small, regular moments of compassionate connection can accumulate to create meaningful improvements in quality of life. The significance of this approach extends beyond individual practice to inform therapeutic frameworks. For practitioners in various healing disciplines, it offers an alternative to conventional pain management strategies that often emphasize resistance over understanding. The focus on patient-led exploration and gentle, consistent practice provides a framework that honors individual experiences while offering practical tools for daily pain management. This story illustrates how transforming the often adversarial relationship with chronic pain into one of understanding and acceptance can open new possibilities for living with ongoing health conditions. The soft approach ultimately teaches that the path forward lies not in force, but in compassion, not in resistance, but in understanding. Through gentle practices and honored boundaries, individuals living with chronic pain can discover more manageable and meaningful ways to navigate their daily experiences, finding strength in softness and wisdom in listening to their body's needs. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.